OTR FM, part of the Ion Radio Network.
I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy.
Start saving today at ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. That's ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. As a leader in the mortgage industry, the Mortgage Specialists proudly offer some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from the Mortgage Specialists, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the Mortgage Specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the Mortgage Specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
You've seen the billboards and heard the radio show. Now it's time to examine the evidence for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Gill has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the Mortgage Specialist. stateofcorruption.org.
IPMNation.com.
Welcome everybody, Matt Connerton Unleashed. We are live. It is June 5th, 2016. A little bit after 11 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Coming to you from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio, as we do five nights a week on IPM Nation 2. And Tuesdays and Thursday nights on OTR FM for a little bit longer. But that sadly, the part where we're on OTR FM, that is about to come to an end. And I will, I'll explain a little bit about that in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to mention, if you missed it, the television edition of this week's Matt Connerton Unleashed, which you can now see Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation TV online. And of course, if you're in the Manchester, New Hampshire area, as I know a lot of our listeners are, a lot of our viewers are as well, obviously. Of course, you can also watch the show on Comcast 23 in Manchester. But, wow, there was a lot of chat room activity earlier that I didn't even see because I wasn't really looking at the chat room. I was focusing on the task at hand. But there was a lot of chat room activity while I was on the air doing the television edition of the show. Yeah, so if you didn't see it live, it is already up on YouTube. Usually we don't get them up on YouTube until the next day. But tonight's television edition of Unleashed was, shall we say, it was a special priority getting this one up quick. A lot of people wanted it posted quickly, and thank you to Joe Lahr at MPTS, our television affiliate here in Manchester, for making that happen. It was, by the time I got to the studio tonight, the radio studio here at Uptown Auto, It was already in my Dropbox, so I was able to immediately upload the file. So it is up. If you missed this week's television edition of Unleashed, it is a must-see. It was a lively show, that's for sure. And it is up right now on the IPM Nation YouTube page, as well as this week's edition of Ward 13 with John Hopwood, which was just John and I kind of BSing about politics for an hour before my show. And with all respect and deference to John, I think Unleashed was definitely the main event this particular Tuesday. Quite a show. So my guest was Sean Michelonis. Sean was on almost exactly 2 months ago. He had been on the television edition on May 4th, and he is running for the executive council here in New Hampshire, the state of New Hampshire, or the state of corruption, as we say in the promo that you may have heard at the top of the show, stateofcorruption.org. But so Sean was on a couple of months ago, and he wanted to come back on, and part of why he wanted to come back on tonight was to address some of the controversy about a recent benefit that he had put on to help, I forget the name of the organization now, Hope for Recovery, maybe? There's so many different organizations around, it's hard to keep track of them. You know, and you know, the aim of the organization to help people who are struggling with heroin addiction, which is just really an epidemic, particularly in the Northeast. It's really bad. And where we are here in New Hampshire, it's really, really bad. So I suppose it's bad everywhere. But so Sean, in addition to being a politician, he's a former New Hampshire state rep. He served one term there. Now he's running for the executive council. But he's also somewhat ensconced in the local hip-hop community. You know, he's he manages a rapper whose name escapes me. I don't know the guy personally, although he did call into the show. And, you know, and he puts on shows and whatnot. And so he and I know a lot of the same people. I met Sean through Slicko, host of Slicko's World, Sunday nights on IPM Nation 2. And one of our most popular shows on IPM Nation 2 also. And Slicko, I consider him a very good friend as well. So, and I did kind of mention that at the top of the show on the television edition tonight because I wanted to really kind of just, you know, kind of disclose that Slicko and I have a friendship and a working relationship. So don't expect me to be necessarily impartial in all of this. But Slicko called into the show while Sean was on, and they have some issues regarding a recent show, relatively recent show that Sean had put on that Slicko kind of took him to task for. And another gentleman named Christian Urban called in. And Sean had a couple of defenders call in too. This rapper that he manages or did manage, and Janet Del Fuoco, who's been on the show before, who likes Sean a lot. And, you know, so, you know, and I tried to keep it fair. I tried to keep it impartial. Although, like I said, Slicko's my friend. You know, Sean's an acquaintance. I just met him. I met him through Slicko. But I'm a very loyal person. So, but I tried to, you know, I tried to keep it fair. I think I did a good job of doing so. But I won't say too much more about it. You've got to see it. It was a very lively, confrontational program. And it is up right now. Don't go there right now. Wait until we're done here with the radio edition, please. But afterward, make sure you check out this week's television edition of Matt Connerton Unleashed. Sean is going to come back on the show next week because there are some other issues that I wanted to discuss with him politically that we didn't get to, that we just didn't get to tonight because we just ran out of time. There was a lot going on tonight's show, but it was exciting. I enjoyed it a lot. You know, it's just good TV. Slicko called in like right after. Well, Sean was late for whatever reason, and he brought Drew with him, who's is helping him with his campaign. They were a couple minutes late getting there, so we had to start without them. But then we're sitting there, and Slicko called in right away and stayed on the phone for pretty much the first 35 minutes of the show. And, you know, it was very, very, it was raucous. It was quite a show. So anyway, that's this week's television edition of Unleashed. Please check that out. And again, you can hear the show or see the show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation. Now, the other issue that we need to address, and no, I'm not talking about Hillary and the statement today from James Comey of the FBI.
although we will get into that, certainly, as promised in an earlier Facebook post about tonight's show. The issue I mentioned as far as ohm times. Here's the deal. Now, I already kind of disclosed this on Friday night's show on IPM Nation 2, but I felt comfortable doing it Friday night on IPM Nation 2 because on Friday nights, we're only on IPM Nation 2. You know, basically, we do this five nights a week live, and we're live all five nights on IPM Nation 2, but Tuesdays and Thursday nights, we also have had the honor and privilege of being on OTR-FM, the premium channel on the Ohm Times radio network. And so I didn't want to say anything actually on Ohm Times until I had something kind of more official and concrete, something in writing to announce to all of you. And so what is happening is, and it's especially important to relay this to my listeners on Ohm Times, is that as of July 15th, so we got, you know, we got a couple more weeks, but as of July 15th, Matt Connerton Unleashed will no longer be on Ohm Times Radio. It will continue, of course, on IPM Nation 2, five nights a week, unabated, but we will no longer be on OTR-FM. So I'll elaborate on that just a little bit when we come back. Won't spend much time on it because there's not much to tell. The split is amicable. There's no contention or anything like that, but I just want to, you know, just talk about it briefly when we come back. So don't go anywhere. More Unleashed coming up after the break. We are live from the Uptown Auto Repair Studio. Stay with me.
The Real Conscious Connection. Ohm Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Ohm Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton Unleashed, live on IPM Nation 2, and for a couple weeks more, this week and next week, on OTR-FM, the premium channel, on the Ohm Times Radio Network, and then we'll be leaving Ohm Times, but the show will continue on, of course, unabated, five nights a week on IPM Nation 2. One of our three live channels on the IPM Nation live station. And, of course, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, the television edition on IPM Nation TV. So I just wanted to address this briefly. So our departure, this program's departure from OTR-FM is imminent. And the reason the reason is not anything, nobody got fired, nobody quit. You know, in other words, you know, we're not leaving OTR because we want to. We're not quitting or anything like that, nor is OTR firing us or anything like that. You know, we've been on Ohm Times for, I don't know, a couple years now, or, well, not a couple years, maybe a year, maybe more. The time gets away from me. We came to Ohm Times because we were on DKRN previously, and when DKRN was bought out by Ohm Times, we were part of the package to go to Ohm Times. And so we were on the regular Ohm Times radio station, and then they launched OTR-FM, the premium channel, and I am proud to say Matt Connerton Unleashed was the very first show ever to broadcast on the premium channel, OTR-FM. So very proud and honored to have been chosen for that, and that's great, and I'm grateful to Chris and Liani for that opportunity. So the split is amicable. It's funny. On some level, I almost wish I could tell you that there was some sort of dirt, you know, something for me to dish about, because I know that's far more interesting. I mean, I can tell you, I mean, I certainly enjoy listening to behind the scenes stuff when Dirty Laundry gets aired. But no, there's no Dirty Laundry here. Like I said, you know, they're not firing us and we're not quitting. But the contract is up July 15th. Now, actually, the truth is they wanted to keep us. And when Chris Buck, he asked us to stay on, but the reality is, you know, we had to say no because there are changes happening at Ohm Times, and I hope that it works out well for them. What they're doing, the changes that are a coming. I know very, very little about what's actually going to be happening. I know a little bit. I have an inkling, but I don't know much. So I'm not going to really get into that at all. But I can tell you this, that the changes that are happening in order for us to stay, for Matt Connerton Unleashed to stay on OTR, we would have to agree to some terms that are just untenable for us at the moment. And it would not make sense for us practically, from a business standpoint, to remain on OTR under the new terms and conditions that we would have to agree to, that we're just not able to commit to right now, and it wouldn't make sense for us to do it. So based on that, we had to say no, thank you. We're not going to stay on. You know, they wanted us to stay, but it's not going to work with the changes that are happening. So that's it. So again, like I said, it's completely amicable, and I wish them great success in the future. My understanding is that the Dr. Kevin show is going to continue on OTR. Dr. Kevin, I talked to him earlier, and he told me that he's become an Ohm Times advisor. You may have heard the spots for that, the ads for Ohm Times advisors, and so he's excited about that. And actually, now that I think about it, you actually will hear me on Ohm Times Radio occasionally, because the first Thursday of every month, I'm on the Dr. Kevin show with Dr. Kevin for our Thirst Quenching Thursdays. So you'll still hear me on not OTR-FM, but I think Kevin's show is on the regular Ohm Times. Anyway, so you'll still hear me on there. But the Joe show is coming to IPM Nation. Very excited about that. We did extend an offer to Rachel Kenley, host of the O Spot. She recently left Ohm Times, so we extended that to her to come to IPM Nation. I don't know what she's going to do, so that's up to her. Ball's in her court. But we did extend an offer to her. So that's where it's at. So we'll be on OTR-FM Tuesday and Thursday. I can't talk all of a sudden. Tuesday and Thursday this week, the heat's getting to me. It's the humidity, very humid. And Tuesday and Thursday of next week as well, and then that's it. And then you will hear us exclusively on IPM Nation 2. or at least in the short term. In the long term, we do want to add more affiliates and perhaps even go terrestrial with the show. You know, I've been doing the show for 5 years. Maybe it's time. It's 5 years. Wow, I think it's 5 years this month. No, actually, I think it was 5 years last month. Anyway, it's been 5 years, so it's about time we spread our wings a little bit, perhaps. But anyway, that's the scoop. So, you know, I wish Ohm Times nothing but success, and we will have our success with IPM Nation, and everyone will be happy or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. But anyway, so I just wanted to kind of let you all know. I did mention it on Friday night on the show, but Friday nights we're only on IPM Nation 2, so all of our Ohm Times listeners, if you only listen to us on Ohm Times, you would not have heard Friday night's show. So there you have it. Let's see. The big news today, we'll finally, 24 minutes into the show, we'll finally get into some actual political news. Hillary Clinton, sort of in the clear as far as the potential of an indictment. James Comey came out and gave a very long statement today. It was about 15 minutes long. I thought about playing the entire thing on the show tonight. I don't think tonight's the night to do it, but I do want to kind of dissect what's in his statement and what I find, you know, the bits that I find so troubling about it. He did talk extemporaneously about how the FBI arrived at the conclusion that they did. And some of what Hillary Clinton did and her staff did, in fact, do wrong. But it seems that the conclusion that they arrived at is that it does not rise to the level of criminal, which I'm confused about, because my understanding is that whether it's intentional or not, the mishandling of classified information is a felony. Simple as that, pretty cut and dry. It's a felony to mishandle classified information. And clearly, classified information was mishandled by Hillary Clinton and her staff. And the other computer I was using just ran out of battery. I'll have to plug that in during the break. But I got multiple computers going here at the studio. But, you know, clearly, if the unintentionally mishandling of classified information is a felony, then in my view, she should be charged with a felony. Unless she is above the law, and I fully understand that Bill and Hillary Clinton feel that they are above the law, but apparently they're not going to be tried. Now, there is such a thing, of course, as prosecutorial discretion. Just because someone may have, or your investigation of the evidence suggests strongly that they, perhaps unintentionally, but they did in fact commit a felony, just because they did, or it appears that they did, does not mean that you have to prosecute. You know, that discretion means that, you know, look, if you, you know, maybe it's a situation where you clearly believe based on the evidence that a felony was committed, but for whatever reason, you don't think there's much chance of actually getting a conviction. So you decide, well, it's not worth it then. You know, you do kind of a cost-benefit analysis because there is cost. It costs the taxpayers. You know, God knows how many man hours and how many millions of dollars it's already cost taxpayers to investigate this, right? Please don't misunderstand, though, when I make a comment like that. I'm not saying, oh, it's a witch hunt, they shouldn't investigate. No, these things should always be investigated. What I'm saying is we need to start electing politicians and public officials who aren't corrupt, and then we don't have to spend millions of dollars rooting out that very corruption. Now, having said that, you know, if James Comey basically during his statement today seemed to be making the case that regardless of what the evidence says, it doesn't necessarily live to a level where the government could, in all likelihood, secure a conviction. Now, this seems to put her in the clear because Loretta Lynch has said, Loretta Lynch, of course, Attorney General of the United States, the one who had that meeting there on the tarmac in Phoenix with President Bill Clinton, who just happened to be in Phoenix. No one's really sure why he happened to be in Phoenix. Come on, there's nothing coincidental about it. Come on. I'm not suggesting, by the way, that the meeting directly led to that the meeting that happened on the tarmac directly led to James Comey's statement today. James Comey, from what everyone says, is well respected by both Democrats and Republicans as a straight shooter, as a nonpartisan guy. I don't think she's off the hook. She may be off the hook as far as criminal prosecution. And like I said, Loretta Lynch said she would accept the recommendations of the FBI. So that means no indictment. But now, and we'll talk about this more because we're already coming up on a break, but now Paul Ryan is saying that there will be a Republican probe into the FBI's decision not to recommend prosecution. So this is not going away yet. Not to mention the stench. It almost, in a way, if Trump is smart and plays it right, which he won't be, and he won't play it right, but if he is smart and plays it right, it may be worse that she wasn't indicted, because at least if she was indicted, she could try to play the card of, oh, look, it's a GOP witch hunt. They've indicted me, and I'm the victim, and the vast right-wing conspiracy that she used to talk about. By not being indicted, it makes it look like, oh, look, there they are again, the Clintons, above the law. They never pay for anything that they do. So it's almost worse in a way. All right, more Unleashed coming up. We'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the mortgage specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the mortgage specialists today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123, themortgagespecialists.com.
Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy.
Start saving today at ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. That's ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. You've seen the billboards and heard the radio show. Now it's time to examine the evidence for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Gill has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the Mortgage Specialists, stateofcorruption.org.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
IPMNation.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second half of tonight's Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live on IPM Nation 2. So nice to have you all with me. I rebooted the other computer while we were on the break, so hopefully I can... Actually, you know what? On this computer, I think I can look up without messing anything up here. I wanted to look up this breaking story about the House under Paul Ryan's leadership, their reaction to what happened today, James Comey's statement regarding Hillary. Oh, here, I'm an echo. Let me fix that. Sorry about that. A few minor tech issues tonight. Just minor ones. But this is a surprise. I had no idea that, my thought was that Trump, obviously, this is something that he can certainly use against Hillary. But it never really occurred to me until I saw it that Paul Ryan was going to launch some sort of probe into the FBI's decision. I guess everybody just investigates everybody. Sometimes it seems that way, but that's probably better. Although the system certainly does protect itself, doesn't it? Actually, let's look at this first. So this is on HuffPost. FBI director on Clinton's email. No charges are appropriate in this case. But he says Hillary Clinton and her colleagues were extremely careless with classified information. Now, again, my understanding is it is a felony, whether intentional or not, to be careless with classified information. To mishandle it in any way, that is a felony. So there is something here to indict her for. But apparently, it does not rise to the level of, I don't know if it's that it doesn't rise to the level of criminality, but like I said, part of what goes into these decisions in terms of prosecutorial discretion is, likelihood of getting a conviction, et cetera. It says here, FBI Director James Comey announced Tuesday that he was referring the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server to the Department of Justice for a prosecutive decision. Now, by the way, I should point out that what's interesting there is ultimately it is up to the DOJ whether to prosecute. However, I mean, that's where the indictment would come from, not the FBI. But Loretta Lynch did say after her allegedly impromptu meeting with Bill Clinton that she would accept whatever the recommendations are of the FBI. So the FBI has made their recommendation, which is not to prosecute. So presumably, that's what the Department of Justice will do or not do. You know, so this ends there as far as that part of it. But Comey did say some damning things. Comey said of Clinton and her colleagues, quote, "There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information," unquote. But he also said, quote, "No charges are appropriate in this case," unquote, in terms of what he would recommend to the Department of Justice. Comey said the FBI reviewed the approximately 30,000 emails Clinton turned over to the State Department in 2014. Yeah, you know, working for the FBI, I don't think it's like you see on TV and in the movies where you get to run around with a gun and a badge and have all kinds of adventures. Reviewing 30,000 emails does not sound like it's very exciting. Let's see. If an email appeared to contain classified information, the Bureau consulted any government agency that, quote, was a likely owner, unquote, of the information to determine if it was classified at the time it was transmitted or if it would be considered classified today. And by the way, a side note about that. So there has been, and this has been one of Hillary's defenses, is that sometimes emails or bits of information that are at one point deemed not classified become classified. They are up-classified. And she has said that that is unfair to blame her for transmitting information that was not classified, which has later become classified retroactively. And by the way, similar things were done to, you know, with information that people like Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice during the Bush administration had access to. So it does happen. But one of the things that we've learned through all this is that Clinton's defenses of her behavior have been both inconsistent and at times apparently entirely dishonest. All right, getting back to this. The FBI found that 110 emails in 52 email chains contained classified material. Comey said, quote, "Eight of those chains contained information that was top secret at the time they were sent. 36 chains contained secret information at the time, and 8 contained confidential information, which is the lowest level of classification," unquote. He also said it was, quote, "possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account," unquote. That's a pretty stunning comment there, that it's possible that our enemies, that hackers, could have gotten access to those emails that contained classified information through Hillary Clinton's personal email account. And I would guess that's one of the reasons why, you know, if you're Secretary of State, you don't send classified information through a personal email account. You don't just jump on Gmail and send classified information. That probably is a bad idea. I can see why. Comey noted that while a single server was mentioned during the outset of the investigation, quote, "it turns out to have been more complicated than that. Secretary Clinton used several different servers and administrators of those servers during her 4 years at the State Department, and used numerous mobile devices to view and send email on that personal domain," unquote. "Piecing together information from multiple servers and equipment," quote, "has been a painstaking undertaking requiring thousands of hours of effort," unquote. The FBI found evidence that the security culture at the State Department was, this is very troubling to me, was, quote, "generally lacking in the kind of care for classified information found elsewhere in the government," unquote. Though he noted
that was not the focus of the investigation. Yeah, that's troubling right there, because it sort of gives the impression that the State Department just doesn't really worry about it that much, classified information, which is pretty scary. Let's see, there's a little bit more to this. Giving an example of the careless handling of sensitive information, Comey pointed to email chains that contained information that was considered top secret / special access program level at the time they were sent or received. He said, quote, "There is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position or in the position of those government employees with whom she was corresponding about these matters should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that conversation," unquote. Seems like common sense, really. Comey said the FBI could not find a case in the past that would support bringing criminal charges based upon the facts. It could have been the one to set the precedent there. The Bureau did not find clearly intentional or willful mishandling of classified information or vast quantities of material or indications of disloyalty to the U.S. or efforts to obstruct justice. Comey said, quote, "To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often suspect to security or administrative sanctions. But that is not what we are deciding now," unquote. Comey said that only the facts mattered to the Bureau, and the FBI found the facts in, quote, "an entirely apolitical and professional way," unquote. He said he wanted to reassure the public that the investigation was done, quote, "completely honestly and independently, and that no outside influence of any kind was brought to bear," unquote. And I wonder, that last line there about no outside influence being brought to bear, I wonder if that was a direct reference. It may have been, it may not have been, to the meeting of Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on that tarmac in Phoenix. You know, the one where he was allegedly golfing in Arizona, which I don't think anyone's found any record of. We'll be right back. More Unleashed coming up.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Om Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go. Yeah!
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed as we cruise into our final segment tonight on IPM Nation 2 and for a couple more weeks
OTR-FM. And by the way, I do want to correct the promo that you heard during the break about the Joe Show. That is no longer the case. The Joe Show is now coming to IPM Nation and will be on IPM Nation Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, immediately following the late replay of Brian Brody's All Natural Bean. And that will begin after the 15th. Let's see. Was there anything, you know what, I want to talk about the Paul Ryan's reaction to this. Paul Ryan, of course, saying that he wants to investigate, to open a probe into the decision by the FBI, as announced by James Comey today, to not prosecute Hillary, or I should say again, I should clarify that, to not recommend the Department of Justice prosecute Hillary Clinton. So no indictment. And Loretta Lynch, as I said, did say that she would go with whatever the recommendation of the FBI is. According to Politico, House GOP to press Comey for answers on Clinton probe, Ryan's statement signals a shift for Republican leadership on the investigation. House Republicans are gearing up to grill FBI Director James Comey about why the agency chose not to recommend charges for Hillary Clinton over her mishandling of classified material. Speaker Paul Ryan announced late Tuesday that he would greenlight the chamber's top watchdog, the Oversight Committee, to ask Comey to testify, a significant departure from leadership's previous stance on the issue. Paul Ryan told Megyn Kelly on Fox News on the show The Kelly File, quote, Comey should give us all the publicly available information to see how and why they reached these conclusions. James Chavits, chairman of the Oversight Committee, is going to be calling up James Comey to ask questions. He didn't answer any questions with the press. And our Judiciary Committee has sent a number of questions. There are a lot of unanswered questions here, Megyn, unquote. Ryan's comments present a more aggressive stance from the House GOP leadership on Clinton's email issues. Ryan and his predecessor, John Boehner, had for the past few years kept several of the chamber's panel chairmen, including Chavits, from investigating Clinton's email tenure, from investigating Clinton's tenure at the State Department. Chavits and several other top Republicans, including Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, have been itching to probe Clinton's email setup and her compliance with government record-keeping rules, but leadership told them to hold off while the FBI completed its investigation. But on Tuesday, Comey, in a surprise press conference, said that while Clinton and her staff appeared to violate laws governing classified materials, he found no evidence that they did so knowingly or intentionally. The FBI, Comey said, would not recommend charges. Ryan said he was surprised by Comey's conclusion, given the issues he laid out in his press conference. Yeah, this is interesting because, like I said, it sounds like to me Comey was acknowledging that she committed a felony, because it doesn't matter if you do it intentionally or not. Being careless, being reckless with classified information is a felony. Okay, so here's what Paul Ryan, this is what he actually said. Quote, he basically spent a number of minutes walking through how she not only mishandled classified information, but how she was grossly negligent. It seemed to me he was going through his case. It seemed he was going to recommend prosecution, only then he recommended against prosecution. People have been convicted for far less, unquote. Well, I would have to agree with that. Earlier Tuesday, Chavits said on Fox that he wanted to hear from Comey, arguing that now the FBI has concluded its investigation, there's no reason Comey couldn't talk about it with lawmakers. Chavits said on TV, quote, now that it's closed, there's no excuse not to provide that information to Congress, unquote. He later elaborated in a brief interview off the House floor Tuesday evening, quote, I do think it's appropriate to hear from the FBI director and the inspectors general, unquote, said Chavits, referring to both the intelligence community inspector general that referred
the matter to the FBI originally, and the state's watchdog that concluded that Clinton broke the rules governing internal email practices. Chavez plans to bring both along with Comey. The hearing may even come before recess, potentially, was all Chavez would say when asked if he plans to hold his hearings before lawmakers leave for the long summer break. He said, quote, "Our days are limited. All you have to do is look at the calendar. I do think it was the right call to let those investigations play out. But Congress has a role, and we have to have a deeper understanding of what happened and what didn't happen," unquote. Already, a number of senior House Republicans are on board. House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes, Republican of California, told Politico Tuesday that he was readying his panel to retrace the FBI's steps. He said, quote, "What we'll do now is go through and look at exactly what was breached, if anything, and what classified information was emailed back and forth to determine whether or not anything has to be changed legally," unquote. He said he was also confused by Comey's recommendation that no charges be brought. Quote, "More questions have to be asked because I'm not fully understanding it, this decision. If one of my staff did this, or if I did this, I'd be booted off the Intelligence Committee and would never hold a security clearance again," unquote. The Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, who has followed Clinton's email scandal closely, also encouraged Comey to offer more details behind their decision not to recommend charges. He said, quote, "While Director Comey made it clear that Secretary Clinton and her staff were extremely careless in handling classified information, he also recommended no criminal prosecution, even though gross negligence regarding classified information is a crime. If he wants to avoid giving the impression that the FBI was pulling punches because many people in a similar situation would face some sort of consequence, the agency must now be more transparent than ever in releasing information gathered during its investigation," unquote. Well, I would have to agree with all of that, you know, and of course, I'm all for transparency. Certainly need more of that in government. And like I said, the system tends to protect itself. We only have a little bit of time left, but this is also from Politico, from their evening report section. 5 takeaways from the Clinton email reprieve. While the campaign dodges a bullet, dashing GOP hopes, the scandal will live on. And like I was saying earlier, I was questioning whether it's even really any better that she not be indicted, because the stench of this is just awful. Let's see. The Republicans, they had a dream, and in that dream, Hillary Clinton, the only presidential candidate in a major party to be indicted. Actually, we're almost out of time, so let's skip down to what the 5 takeaways outlined in this article are. Number 1, Americans still don't trust Clinton. Imagine an alternate universe in which the email story wasn't hanging over Clinton's head for an entire campaign, a world in which the candidate hadn't provided the hammers used to demolish her old sky-high State Department approval ratings. That universe, like the Hillary in the pokey fantasy, doesn't exist. Even as Clinton leads in state and national head-to-head polls against Trump, she ties or trails him on the core question of trustworthiness, with about 2/3 of voters saying they don't trust her. That's true. In fact, a lot of Democrats who are going to end up voting for her in the general election say they don't trust her. Let's see. Number 2, paranoia may destroy her. The email scheme, conceived by a half dozen longtime aides and lawyers in secret, came as no surprise to everybody else not admitted to the innermost inner sanctum of Hillary land. Clinton, who famously demanded a zone of privacy around her family during the 1992 elections, jealously guards her right to set up any system she views as necessary to retain her privacy, even when those actions conflict with a public servant's need to heed disclosure rules. Let's see. Number 3, the system is rigged. Outsider rage is the fuel that rocketed Trump and Bernie Sanders through the primaries, and the FBI decision, fairly or not, immediately sparked charges that the fix was in. The mind-bogglingly dopey decision by Attorney General Loretta Lynch to chit-chat with Bill Clinton a few days before Comey's announcement looked really, really bad.
It looked even crummier after the Times reported that Hillary Clinton was, oh, you know, musing about possibly keeping Lynch on if she was elected. Let's see. Number four, and I'm skipping ahead a lot of the actual text in this article. If you want to read the whole thing, it is up at Politico, but we're running out of time. Number four, Trump versus Comey. The Republican establishment reacted tentatively and with respectful disdain toward the FBI director's decision to recommend against an indictment. While I respect the law enforcement professionals at the FBI, this announcement defies explanation. No one should be above the law, Speaker Paul Ryan wrote in a statement released a couple hours after Comey's news conference. Number five, stop using email. Put the politics and the legal issues aside. Comey's statement essentially represented a public capitulation in the fight to safeguard government or quasi-government setups like Clinton's for official business. The Russians and the Chinese, according to recent reporting, have launched potentially successful invasions of the State Department system, which is one of the reasons Clinton tried to concoct her own. Apart from flouting the rules, Clinton's attempt to circumvent the system simply didn't work, the FBI found. So there you go, five takeaways from this. And by the way, again, yeah, very scary to think that her recklessness, her carelessness with this may have led to hostile actors, to use James Comey's terms, hackers, enemies of the United States being able to gain access to classified information. That is very scary stuff. And, you know, I think it disqualifies her from being commander-in-chief. And, of course, Trump is no better. So, again, in case you're new to the show and you don't know this, I'm voting for Gary Johnson in November, Libertarian candidate. And I would encourage others to do the same. Stop supporting this corrupt, criminal two-party system. All right, we're out of time for tonight. I will be back tomorrow night, of course, on IPM Nation 2 for another live Matt Connerton Unleashed. Don't forget, of course, the television edition. It's already up. This week's television edition of Unleashed on the IPM Nation YouTube channel. We are out of time for now. Good night, everybody. I'll talk at y'all later.